A federal judge issues a cleanup plan in a poultry pollution lawsuit, and the state's obesity rates are trending downward, according to a new report. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Monday, December 22nd. I'm Nick Daniels. The Oklahoma State Board of Equalization approved about $12 billion for lawmakers to appropriate to state agencies for fiscal year 2027. And as State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports, while revenue outlooks appear stable, they aren't high enough to slash income taxes.
Last year, Oklahoma lawmakers approved an automatic income tax cut if the state meets certain surplus revenue targets. This year, the state is about $1 billion short of the threshold to activate what would have been the first 0.25% income tax cut under the new law. The estimated available appropriations for fiscal year 2027 are down nearly $700 million. Still, Stitt says he's optimistic because recurring revenues are actually up.
Our income is up over $300 million from last year. That's a great sign. Savings account is still $3.7 billion, so really, really strong and very, very pleased where we're at.
Stitt said most of the difference in spending authority can be attributed to depleted state-owned cash accounts rather than lost recurring revenue. Still, he is charged with using the recent budget breakdowns to craft his executive budget proposal. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Attorney General Gentner Drummond, who sits on the Board of Equalization with Stitt and other statewide elected officials, said he was pleased with the promising outlook, but worried about upcoming costs tied to implementing federal Big Beautiful Bill mandates. A federal judge ordered a cleanup plan in Oklahoma's decades-long poultry pollution lawsuit after months of delays. The judge told the poultry companies to fund cleanup efforts in the Illinois River watershed for the next 30 years. The companies must pay $10 million to start, and a special master will oversee the cleanup effort. The order immediately limits how much poultry litter companies can use as fertilizer in the area. The companies must cover the cost of managing excess poultry waste, not contract growers. The judge also ordered the companies to pay a combined $420,000 in penalties to the state, less than what Attorney General Gentner Drummond requested. Obesity rates are declining for Oklahomans, according to the CDC. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the State Department of Health is celebrating these results, crediting the progress in part to statewide initiatives.
The state's obesity rate from 2023 to last year dropped from 38.7% to 36.8%. In 2022, Oklahoma had the third highest adult obesity prevalence in the nation. Now it ranks 36th nationally. Childhood obesity rates have also declined from about 21% to 17% of kids ages 6 to 17. Oklahoma Commissioner of Health Keith Reed says he's encouraged by the data, and while there is more work ahead, the improvements show that sustained efforts among state partners are making a meaningful difference. The Department of Health says some of those efforts include expanding walking paths, workplaces adopting policies to encourage healthy lifestyles, and nutrition initiatives through food banks. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
The Trump administration proposed changes to the Endangered Species Act in November. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports the environmental rollback could have a lasting effect on Oklahoma's fauna and flora.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife is considering rule changes that could make it harder to protect some lands, even if they could be home to imperiled species. The revisions would also strip a blanket rule allowing threatened species to get the same level of protection as endangered ones. The Endangered Species Act became law in 1973, and it's credited with bringing some species back from the brink of extinction. That includes the bald eagle, grizzly bear, and others. Eli Bridge is the director of the Oklahoma Biological Survey. He says it's hard to know which endangered and threatened species could be most affected by the proposals.
But in Oklahoma, we really rely on the Endangered Species Act because we have so much land that's private.
As of mid-December, there's no set date for when the service will finalize the rules. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.